In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor calls attention to a bill that would regulate fracking in Illinois.
In the face of the massive disruptions promised by global warming and the current ongoing environmental degradation associated with coal-fired power, many environmental advocates have found themselves supporting natural gas as a bridge to a clean energy future. Among such advocates, Count Brian Souter, who is Central Illinois Outreach and Policy Coordinator for the statewide organization Faith in Place, which seeks to give religious people the tools to become good stewards of the earth. Burning natural gas, he points out, releases only half the carbon dioxide per unit of electricity that coal does, and it produces far less other pollution, too. But even as Souter and others at Faith in Place have favored natural gas over coal, they have some misgivings about that position. According to Souter, it's more difficult to prefer gas as an alternative when you look at the wreckage that can be caused by the current method of extracting it. If you've seen the film Gasland or kept up with national reporting on the issue, you know what he means. The extraction method Souter refers to is high-volume horizontal hydraulic fracturing, also known as fracking. This method of extraction involves injecting a high-pressure mixture of water, sand, and chemicals into deep layers of shale to break them up and release the gas they hold. On the plus side, fracking allows energy companies access to vast stores of natural gas that would otherwise remain locked underground. On the minus side, it uses enormous quantities of water. It can contaminate groundwater if the fracking solution reaches an aquifer, and it leaves companies with large quantities of toxin-laden recovered fracking solution to dispose of. High-pressure hydrofracking has not yet, and may never, come to Illinois, because the shale that underlies parts of the state holds less natural gas than the shale currently being tapped elsewhere. For now, it's not economically viable. But a significant rise in the price of natural gas could change that. Given the pollution problems that have arisen with fracking in other states and the difficulty of addressing those problems after the fact, Souter and others at Faith in Place sought help from State Senator Michael Frerichs to ensure that if it is done here, it is done safely. Toward that end, Senator Frerichs has recently introduced a bill that requires oversight and regulation of fracking by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Under the framework established by the bill, companies would be required to disclose the components of fracking solutions to DNR, which would then make that information available to the public. The bill would also limit the use of certain hazardous chemicals and require companies to report on the reuse and disposal of fracking solutions. In a phone conversation about the bill, Senator Frerichs emphasized to me that it was not intended to deter development of Illinois' natural gas resources. The point, he said, is to ensure transparency and public access to information. Souter and other advocates appreciate Frerichs' leadership in safeguarding the public interest in the case of fracking. But their ultimate goal, he reminded me, is renewable energy, not just use of cleaner fossil fuels.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Department of Religion.